Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trend of the Pup. You'll find out what that is a reference to at the end of the episode.
The very end.
We should do that from now on. The name of the trending episode is a tease for the last episode.
Ooh, that's fine. For the last story of the episode.
Yeah, yeah. And why it might kill you. More on that at the end of the episode. I am Jack. That is Mr. Bada Bingus. Bada Boongus. Bada Boongus.
Thank you very much.
DJ Daniel Goodman, what's happening?
Not a mucho, Jack. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
That's good.
All right. Hell wild, yeah. Wild times in the news.
Yeah.
The big news story is that former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was assassinated while giving a campaign speech in Nara.
Nara. Yeah, in Nara, Japan. Shot twice with a homemade shotgun. By 41-year-old Tetsuyo Yamagami, the former Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force officer.
Yeah. You know, on camera.
Very on camera.
Very upsetting. Like, so I think one of the things that happens every time there is a highly public homicide is that people sit back and wait or start speculating on social media about, like, why this murder happened and like try to politicize it. And you just like wait, you're like, oh man, I hope they're not like my side.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So I saw some takes with people being like, it must have been a Korean. No Japanese person would do this. Like that was an early take. And I saw people being like, they tried to make it seem like the person who did it, was a socialist by posting pictures of a famous game designer.
Yes, indeed. Mistaking the killer for Hideo Kojima. She posted a bunch of pictures of him wearing Che Guevara shirts, which is very funny.
Yeah, but that seems to be the way it goes these days is they try to find the picture that makes them look like the most interesting sicko or, you know, most politically expedient, cartoon version of what they want it to be.
Right.
But it turns out it was just a 42-year-old former, I guess, Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force is like a military institution.
Something like that.
The police are saying there was no political motivation, and instead they thought the prime minister was involved in a specific organization, like probably an Illuminati type thing would be my guess, and that his grudge wasn't political. So it sounds like another take people have been is like, see, gun control doesn't save you. But I think this is like one of 10, one of like is like single digit gun fatalities in Japan in the last year.
2021, Japan had exactly one gun related homicide.
Right.
One.
And if you see the stupid looking gun that the person used, you recognize that,
yeah,
you know, they had to work very hard to do this. And
literally
there would just be, if Japan had the same gun laws as us, there would be a lot more deaths, because that's just how it works. It's not, has nothing to do with people or the, you know, TV shows that they watch. Canada doesn't have the same loads and loads of gun homicides that we do. Anyways, it's still a developing story, obviously horrifying, and we will know more probably the next time we record a trending. Joe Biden came with the executive order. He finally brought the hammer.
Byron.
I'm glad he did this. It's an executive order to protect the reproductive rights of American citizens. It is not, does not make abortion legal again.
No.
But it formalizes the actions I announced right after the decision and will add new measures to protect women's health. And yeah, it's weird it wasn't on deck when they passed the bill, since we knew when they passed the Supreme Court decision, since we knew that was happening. Also weird that he was like, but you still have to vote. Like that, the two messages were like, I'm passing this and you have to vote, which I get. Like, he was very specific about the voting thing. He was like, we need two more senators,
Senate seats.
And we need to maintain control of the House, which I thought was actually like better than the messaging of like, you just got to vote, people. Vote harder and world gets better.
I would say it's 10% better. Because here's right. my question to you. Which two senators do we need?
Which two senators do we need?
Yeah.
They need to flip two Republican.
Right. We need to flip two Republican seats. Can you say off the top of your head? And I understand that I'm kind of like quizzing you live on air right now. And I don't know the answer either. I think that's part of the messaging that is the problem, is that like there are specific things that we could do, but saying we need to flip two Senate seats is just as effective as saying you need to vote. It's like the messaging needs to be pointed. The actions need to be direct. And it's like,
right.
You know, I don't know. Anyway, that's all I'm adding to the vote messaging, which has annoyed me, is that like, just be specific, just say exactly what needs to be done. Just don't, you know, wishy. I know it's all about short messages or what are easy to get across to people, but like, just be direct. Just say exactly what it is, because it's like that's what's going to make the difference.
Right. We need to take dead aim at these five Senate seats. And
yes.
Yeah, that would have been more effective. So let's get more specific.
Boom.
I will say he was specific in his messaging around the script that he was reading. So the name Ron Burgundy is trending.
Bam.
I've talked before about the fact that I need to have the words exactly right. I will read anything on the prompter when I'm doing the copy for Daily Zeitgeist. But Joe Biden pulled a real Burgundy.
Oh, he pulled a real one.
While addressing the nation on this important executive order. Can we play the audio? Because it's actually worse than you think.
Consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line. Women are not without
cultural
and or political or maybe precise, not and or political power.
He even kind of stumbled on the end there, being like and or, well, let me be
kind
precise.
Of stumbled.
Big stumble.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's not great. End of quote, repeat the line. And at that point, he does lean in. I think maybe he's trying to do like a listen to me now, but it does read as a, let me read that again, because I don't think I got it right the first time. It's just, you know, whatever they were giving him during the campaign, maybe start pepping him up with that again.
Give him the pep, old Hollywood style, give him the pep pills one more time.
Yeah, give him the pep pills. Give him the shots that they got in that episode of Mad Men when they were just like really wound up.
I'm almost willing to give him a pass here as someone who misread a recipe last night while making dinner and didn't put enough beans into the bean burger patties that we made because the messaging was slightly not specific enough, but that's really on me for not reading carefully. We're all human. We all do it.
It would be as though you had like put a colon in because you saw a colon on the page or something. Mm. Like it's, I would be worried about you if you did what the president just did while addressing the nation. Like, that's, I would be like, damn, man, like we need to, let's go see a neurologist. Yeah. Let's figure out what's going on.
You know, pardon me if I don't know how presidential speeches work. Don't they look at it beforehand? Or is he really seeing this on the teleprompter for the first time?
I think he's a very busy man. And also, even if he looked at it beforehand, that's not helping that much.
Because I mean, apparently not.
I think he has like a good grasp of things that happened to him in his 20s and 30s and 40s and not much after that.
And
so he's getting up there and he's like, hey, what the heck? I'm the president?
Now, what the heck?
Hot damn, Jack.
Come on.
That's a pretty all right. Anyways, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we will finally get to the big question. What did we say? Trend of the pup?
Trend of the pup. What the heck does that mean? Trend.
What the heck does that mean? Mm-hmm. Impossible to know until the end of this episode.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
And we're back. Brett Kavanaugh was deprived of his right to enjoy his Morton Steakhouse dinner. And this is, by the way, the red font special on the front page of Drudge. That's when like something's getting a lot of attention, a lot of heat. They put it in red font. The story, Kavanaugh forced to escape DC Steakhouse through back due to protesters. Basically, protesters showed up when they found out he was, you know, going out in public like he hadn't just, you know,
taken rights away from half of the country, over half the country. Also, outside of the restaurant, just to be special note, this isn't like a Ted Cruz situation where somebody's coming up to them at their table, which is also totally chill, just by the way, totally chill. But this is outside of the restaurant.
So according to him, I actually didn't see them. I'm actually not sure who you're talking about. That sound? Oh, I thought it was the wind. I ate a delicious dinner and left before dessert because I'm a good boy. That's not a direct quote, but it's like basically he was I didn't even see him. I just had a good dinner and left before dessert.
Yeah,
we're good here because he heard that you just ignore people and they'll go away. We need to make sure that doesn't happen. But then Morton's had to go and blow up his story. A rep for the chain steakhouse sent Politico reporter Daniel Lipman this statement. Honorable Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh and all of our other patrons at the restaurant were unduly harassed by unruly protesters. Unruly. Really, you know, scary stuff. Unruly protesters while eating dinner at our Morton's restaurant. Politics, regardless of your side or views, should not trample the freedom at play of the right to congregate and eat dinner. There is a time and place for everything. Disturbing the dinner of all of our customers was an act of selfishness and void of decency. I mean,
you know, I missed that part of the Constitution that said you had a right to eat dinner. I forgot that part.
Yeah, that's at Morton's. But seriously, fuck these people. Yep. They should never feel comfortable going out in public again.
Ever.
Bad person. I also like that's a good glimpse into how these people talk to each other, like at country clubs and, you know, the fancy places that they go where they're like, it's getting really bad out there.
Yeah.
I mean, and like I'm going to move to Montana at this point because, you know, very coded language about how concerned they are about how bad it's getting out there.
Right. Also, also a nice little analysis of the clientele of a place like Morton's and the cost-benefit analysis they did of, should we just stand by him? Which group of people do we want to alienate from our restaurants? Which business do we want to lose? And they're like, you know what? We're going to stick with the regressives.
Yeah.
That works for me.
I like that they opened the quote by like addressing him as if he were like a religious premier. Honorable Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. Politics, regardless of your side or views, it's just a difference of opinion where our side of the opinion goes and removes all of your rights to healthcare. Let's see. Nope is trending.
Yes, this is fun.
They apparently, like after the making of the film, they very carefully disassembled the set and brought it to Universal Studios about 20 minutes from where I live, where I'm recording right now. And reset it up, and it will be like a little Nope world that you can
love
visit
Nope world
with your family and friends. And yeah, so the like I thought it was just happening, like it was alien stuff happening to a horse farm, but apparently there is a small amusement park, and so that is what's happening.
Yeah, Jupiter's Claim is the name of the small place from the newest trailer for Nope. Have you seen the newest trailer, the latest trailer?
Oh, no, I haven't. I've just seen all the trailers from like a couple months ago.
I saw the first trailer and was like, wow, this seems very kind of like Western-y. But now the newest trailer honestly gives me more, whether you take this as a positive or a negative, I think it's completely up to you, but kind of a little bit more of a Mars Attacks vibe. Like, there's definitely a change in my perception of the attitude of the movie after the latest trailer. I'm still going to see it. I'm pretty sure I'm still going to love it, but I think I'm adjusting what my expectation of the seriousness of the movie is based on the newest trailer.
Damn, Mars Attacks is not what I was getting from that at all.
Neither was I, but watch this newest trailer. That's all I'm going to say about that. Or maybe
I think I'm not going to watch the newest trailer and just disagree with your characterization.
Totally fair. I've been there.
That's coming out a couple weeks from now.
Yeah, so July 22nd.
Very exciting.
At your local theater.
DoorDash is trending. Glitched gave everyone free food, tequila, and contraceptives.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that, like, it was just those products that were being given away for free, those are the ones that the New York Post chose to highlight. Mm-hmm. And we know
the New York Post is always justified in all of its posting. Every single one of their headlines is just full of nuggets of truth and good characterizations of the story.
The original shit poster, the New York Post.
The OG.
New York shit poster. Tale of the Pup.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let me tell you something. Nothing better than a little local Los Angeles news, eh? So, yeah. A classic. Now there's a style of architecture that I'm going to look up right now because that looks
it even
like
have a name,
the
style.
Thing. Yes, it does.
So, it's also a icon from movies. It is a building-sized hot dog.
Yes, that is... Yes. So novelty architecture, programmatic architecture, or mimetic architecture. There we go.
I think
mimetic is the word that we're looking for. It's basically architecture that looks like the thing that it is. Imagine a basket factory that's shaped like a basket, or a hot dog stand shaped like a hot dog,
or
and you
a
are
banana
joining us.
Stand shaped like a banana.
If you were friggin' nailed it. Yes, indeed, indeed. So here in Los Angeles, a old Los Angeles staple opened in 1946 called Tale of the Pup is finally being reopened. This is from an Eater LA article from one of our favorite writers, Farley Elliott. Shout out, Farley. Big friend of the pod. Tale of the Pup is reopening on July 20th, National Hot Dog Day. So if you're in Los Angeles, get in line. I will be there just guzzling glizzies, eating them hot dogs, and I will be FaceTiming whoever requests it to get a little glizzy FaceTime with your boy eating a hot dog. It's going to be great. I can't wait.
Yeah. Can't support the way that sounds. FaceTime glizzy.
FaceTime glizzy.
Well, there you go. Tale of the Pup, icon of Los Angeles that you probably thought still existed, but it didn't. But now it's going to.
Boom. It's
more
coming
at
back,
11.
Baby.
DJ Danil.
Yes, sir.
Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Well, since this is coming out today, you can find me on Twitch in about 2 hours playing probably Rocket League. And also, Jack, wow, special for you. I found another one of the Dew flavors at the local car wash. So I'm trying the Baja Gold. I'll be trying the Baja Gold live on stream. I'm so stoked. I'll say, give me a one-word description of your opinion on Baja Gold.
Mm.
Good.
That was it.
I like it. 3 M's.
No, it was not a It was
Okay.
It does not necessarily deserve. I'm not sure where the Baja is coming from on this.
Okay.
I've managed to like not have the thing anymore where like I take a sip of any form of Mountain Dew and I have to drink it until all the Mountain Dew on my house is gone. and so I still have a little left, and I will say, revisiting it with like lowered expectations, it's solid. It's a good soda.
Okay.
I just wasn't in love with it. And I was like, why would you do this to the Baja Blast?
Sure, sure. Yeah. And it's such a Baja Blast is such a revelation, such a staple of fast food culture that it's like trying to make a sequel to that. It's a Herculean task, Herculean effort.
They are making Baja Blast more widely available. Like that is That's the headline.
That's the headline.
You don't need to like be like, and guess what else? Like, just give us the Baja Blast we've been asking for. Damn it.
Thank you. Give me the cans. And frankly, you know, this is all to hold me over until hard Baja Blast is available here in California, in which case I will once again enter the world of drinking alcohol.
I've heard also not great things about that.
Yeah, but you know, I got it. Lord knows I got to find out myself.
Lord does know that. I will say the spicy one is the spicy Mountain Dew is pretty good.
Flaming Hot. Wasn't feeling it.
You really?
Wasn't feeling it. It didn't give me enough of like a different flavor. Like, yeah, there's like a little bit of tingle on the back end, but it just didn't taste differently enough to regular Dew that I was like, you know what? This one versus the other one. Didn't do enough for me.
That's what makes the world go round.
That's what makes the world go round.
And you will never be on this show again.
Fair enough. But check me out, twitch.tv/DJ_Daniel. Since this is the last time I'll ever be able to plug it, twitch.tv/DJ_Daniel. I'll be live at 4 p.m. See you then. PST.
That bitch on Twitch.
That bitch.
DJ Daniel. all right. You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. And then Monday trending episode where I think a certain someone who you might have been missing might make a triumphant return with tales of a voyage abroad.
That's right. Me.
To
the gas station for Mountain Dew.
Yes. I still haven't gotten the Purple Thunder, and I think that might be a promise I make to myself and listeners. I will try and score some Purple Thunder over the weekend.
Nice.
Tell you all about that.
That's thrilling.
Heard nothing but glowing things about that.
If it's anything like Mountain Dew Blackout, I got to try it.
All right. Well, until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the booster.
Don't do
nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.